Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's a good place, a good time to good to have you with us. And just glad to have you. And, you know, Rodney Howard Brown, I was just thinking of sometimes when he takes the pulpit, you know, and everybody's at the church is getting seated, he says, you know, welcome you to Tampa, Florida, west coast of Florida, east coast of the United States. That doesn't really apply here. Here it would be more like middle of Michigan, north part of the United States. It's north middle. Far north enough. And I know people might say, well, it's how far north we are. At least we don't get these certain bugs. Oh, really? Meaning, by that I mean I get that, but at the same time it's like, means you get colder in the winter, and that. In fact, Emily, a few minutes ago. I helped her a few minutes ago. She was I was asking her something if she'd rather have this weather that we're having right now today where it's only in the low 70s and it was a struggle to get the sun out. And and I asked her, would she rather have this or have 90 with low humidity? She said this. And I'm like, this over 90 with low humidity? And she's like, yeah. You're like, that's too hot. And then I had to point out to her a lot of those places that she loves, like Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the west coast of Florida, Clearwater, and that, where she has different family in that, that in those places, every summer, 90 degrees is a way of life with a minimum of 50 days a year. And so, and of course, when I go south in the summer to a place like Kentucky or Tennessee or something, I expect these warmer temperatures. I really do. And speaking of warm temperatures, what's the warmest temperature I've been in outside ever that I know of? I would say 100. I didn't say feels like temperature. I didn't say in the sun. I said, what I mean by that 100 degree is, I mean, like, where, that I know of, where I looked at my phone or whatever, and it said that it was 100. That was actually up here in Midland. A couple different times. Once was when I was leaving the Midland Mall. Another time, I was I forget where I was, but leaving somewhere, looked at my phone and it said that it was 100 degrees. Both of those took place within about a 12-month time span between 2011 and 2012. And say to you, is 100 hot? Oh, totally. That is. But it's summer. And obviously that 100 wouldn't really compare to what my dad experienced in India. And so let me just check the if I would just every so often during the program, like not every couple minutes or whatever, just every so often, I'll look at the time just to kind of manage it. Speaking of summer, so then we might wonder, like, what is it you like about summer so much? A lot of different things. Like, I like the sun. Like, I like the sun outside. And then I like the whole, you know, the beach and the pool that comes with it. And, of course, the grilling. You say, what's your favorite stuff to grill? Oh, mystery tubes, brats. Burgers, I like grilled, but I like the mystery tubes and brats even more. And stuff like that, being grilled. Because in my mind, that's just what comes to mind when I think about a grill out, is those mystery tubes. And I wish someone would come up with a way to make mystery tubes that are the size of those bombs. Don't you agree? Just wish there was a way. But maybe someday I'll figure it out. Hopefully sooner rather than later. Because like I said. And and it's the idea of getting to, you know, go do different things and what have you. And when we talk about summer, there's been debate in this country for a long time about traditional school year calendars for students in school districts. So there's been talk about these traditional calendars and these, they call them balanced. I don't like calling them balanced. I just like calling them year-round. And you say, well, Miracle Man, what's not balanced about them? The summer portion of their breaks is cut too short. Oftentimes it's 8 weeks or less, 6 weeks or less. And traditionally in this country, 10 to 12 weeks. And that's what is normal in this country. Usually, there's two groups of calendars. One group, one big group, will get out of school around Memorial Day and will go back in mid-August, early August, mid-August, or like the 21st or so of August. So that's like one large group. Another large group will get out in like early June, and we'll go back around somewhere in late August up to like the 30th or so. And then there's another group who will get done with school around like June 13th, 14th, 15th, and then go back after Labor Day. For traditionals. But you got some of these balanced calendars ones. One district up in this state that I know of in Flint, that district will start, tends to start in very early August now since they started doing this balanced calendar. But they are not done until mid to late June. Because they have like this long break in February, spring break, that's 2 weeks. And fall break. Because they think that the summer learning loss is a thing. Do you think summer learning thought loss is a thing, Emily, or do you think it just depends on who you ask?
I think it depends on who you ask.
Because in your mind, you would go as far as to say it depends on the person. Yeah, it depends on. So as far as whether this year-round thing is good for every district, you would say you limit it to certain elementary schools in a district if you do it. It would say the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, like, but not for everyone in the district. Like, keep it limited, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Limited to certain, and for the high schools, not necessarily, because then how are they going to be able to have a summer job?
Yeah.
And so, there's different things on that, because some people, listeners will say, well, summer was designed for a farming society, but the thing is that's not how it is for every single crop, because some things you will put them out in the field in like April or May, April, some things, not June, April, and then you'll harvest them in July. Not September. So different things, it's different. So anyhow, as they say, it is what it is, and the battle rages. But you're one of these students listening, or you're one of these parents who are listening, and you know, enjoy the summer. And there's one more thing about that I noticed. There's this school district called, this website called Public Holidays, where you can look up calendars from most school districts in America. Of course, I haven't looked at anywhere near all these calendars by any means, but like I've looked at a few calendars that were known to have these balanced calendars. And a shocking thing I noticed this year, there is a school district in the Knoxville vicinity of Tennessee. So not in the city, but almost in the county. If not in the county, it's real close to it. Alcoa City, Alcoa City School District, Tennessee. This district starts, I might get shocked when I say this date. This school district starts July 18th. July 18th, before my birthday. What? What? Before that, the earliest I'd ever heard of was like July 22nd. Emily, don't you think it's like criminal almost to start that early, like July 18th? What? Kind of. What you mean by that is, you mean it's not, you get it, it's not, there's no law against it, but in your mind it sure feels like criminal. As far as does it feel like it, you would say it totally does. Like you would not want to be in that district, would you? Because this other district nearby, like Knox County or whatever, they go back like, you know, August 10th or 12th, which is more normal for that part of the state of Tennessee and that part of the southern U.S. But that is, but I was literally shocked when I saw that, because there was always, that I knew of, there was always like 3 to 4 weeks of the summer period that I always thought were quote-unquote sacred, where basically nobody in America, no public school district in America that I knew of, I didn't look up most of them, but I concluded that most all of them were out between like June 29th or so and previously July 20th or so. Now, a little bit shorter than that, because I don't know of anyone getting out any later than like June 27th or 28th. So that means really there's only two and a half weeks left that are totally sacred, which is wild to me. So that means this idea that I had that the peak of summer comes between like the 20s of June, like 20th, 21st, 22nd, 24th, 28th, up through most of July, is basically true. Because when August gets here, like I'm still like, yay, it's August, at least it's still summer. But in another sense, I'm like, it ain't the real OG like July is. It's kind of almost like the imposter. This episode has been brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can try one of the bold Blizzard flavors of summer. Maybe your go-to is that caramel. What's it called? Dirt pie? Oreo dirt pie, which is new this year. I've tried it this year. I tried that one, and it was pretty good. But do you remember the year when they had that limited edition file, that limited edition Pop Rocks, where it was almost like the fireworks in your mouth? They had a Pop Rocks Blizzard.
Really?
Yes. Do you like Pop Rocks?
I do.
Like, sort of, or are they a big time?
Yeah, I really like them, but if I had to go to the store and buy any candy, Pop Rocks normally aren't one of them.
But unfortunately, listeners, that one was discontinued a couple of years ago. And maybe you like one of the cheesecake ones, or maybe you're like me and your go-to is the cotton candy, because even though I do switch it up throughout the summer or the season that they have those blizzards, because generally they'll keep them on up to like October. So you can take a try at one of those as it's a great place to cool off with a summer treat is your local Dairy Queen. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. All right. Real quick, a couple of things I want to mention. I do want to remind you real quickly about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. As God has always been there for me, and my mom, and my dad now, because he's been with us for the past 16 and a half years. And even when I was going through so much medical stuff when I was super little, and all these different things that I faced at such a young age, you know, God was there. God was faithful. And even now, God is still faithful. And in case you haven't noticed, we live in a battlefield. This earth is essentially a battlefield. If you're a human, you're going to go through some stuff. And it's not all going to be pretty. It is not all going to be pretty. But do you listeners know what? The victory is always greater than the battle when you trust in God. When you trust in God, the victory is always greater than the battle. If you don't trust in God, you have no faith, then that whole time, it'll be easy for it to be like, oh, what am I going to do now? For those, that's literally how it is. Because they have no hope. No faith. And we know, I know, what the Word of God says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You must have faith in order to please God. And that when you read this book, it should increase your faith. Another thing about faith I want to say. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by hearing the Word of God. Folks, that's why I bring you the Word. That's why it's so great when you turn into this program, because someone is giving you the Word, an uncompromised Word of God, and not watering it down. And tells the Word of God the way the Word of God is to be told. Because I do not water down the Word of God. I do not want to water down the Word of God. Amen. And so, you can let that book be a blessing into your life. Go online to Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Find out information about how the book can be a blessing into your life. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. Sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. We've been at this for just about 5 years. By the way, Monday, July 25th, I'm starting to work on that on things about, you know, for that show, because that day, that Monday, represents the 5 year anniversary of this program, from the humble beginnings to now. and God has blessed us. He has blessed us. And I'm believing in God that more and more people are going to tune in, and more countries are going to be tuning in. And that God's going to keep using this, because you know, God is good all the time, all the time. He is good. But want us to keep going. Why not consider sowing a seed? You can go online to paypal.com and in the search bar type in upfront. Wrong. In the search bar type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind two quick things about that. Number one, the first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Both the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both capitalized. Number two, the second thing I want you to notice is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And there'll be places, you know, they'll want my signature and what have you, and they'll want to verify. Like, is it Rivers Shukla or what have you? You know, but I'm like, Rivers Shukla. But but anyhow, as you sow your seed, I want you to know that the Lord looks on the heart. He looks on the percentage rather than the dollar amount. If you want biblical proof of that, go in Luke where it talks about how Jesus was in that temple. Offerings were being taken. They were taking up an offering. All these people who were wealthy were coming up, bringing these huge amounts of money. And they were putting them in the offering. But then there was this widow. She didn't have very much at all. But that little bit she had, she put it in there. Jesus talked to his disciples about that, and he told them, you know, these people brought a lot. But then this lady, she didn't put in very much, but she put in all she had to live on. It showed him that, you know, she had heart. You know, she didn't have much to give. I am not saying this to endorse poverty at all, at all. Let me be straight. Poverty and its spirit thereof is terrible. But this lady, she gave what she had. And I'm not saying give everything you have. No. But the Lord looks on the heart. If you're sowing seed because you feel like you should, but you don't want to, keep it. Should want to give. And that leads me to the verse that I want you to sow on tonight, where it says, God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver. A cheerful giver is happy to sow. It doesn't give or tithe begrudgingly. Of course, I'm not a pastor or your pastor, but the tithe, that's another reason why it is so important to find yourself in a good church where the pastor can receive that tithe, bless it, pray over it. if you're not tithing, you're cursed with a curse. And so, praise God. God bless you as you sow your seed. I'm going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord for tonight and what the Lord has in store for us for this evening. May the praise be a weapon that silences the enemy. May your praise be a weapon that silences the enemy. Let it rise. Let praise arise. May the praise be a weapon that silences the enemy. May your praise be a weapon that calms all anxiety. Let it rise. Let praise arise. We see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. For fear cannot survive when we praise you. We see you forever lifted high. And we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, may the praise be a weapon that silences all anxiety. May the praise be a weapon that overcomes all anxiety. Let it rise. Let faith arise. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. But we know that God is on our side. Forever lift your eyes. God, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise. We see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. For fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lifted high. Let every nation cry, God, we praise you. We see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side, forever lifted high. Our creation cry, God, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh. praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, all I want. It's all I seek, and without it, without it, there's no meaning. Oh, your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it, without it, I'm not living. Your presence is all I need, all I want, all I seek, and without it, without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it, I'm not living. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. Presence is all I need, all I want, it's all I seek, and without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it, I'm not living. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. There is no other God like you, Jesus. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, not worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, not worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, and no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. Here I am, here I stand, as the living sacrifice of my dreams. All my hands and my friends, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Yes, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand, as a living sacrifice. Lord, I'm longing to see your desire revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Yes, I do, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Yes, I do. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. Yes, I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, yes. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. Mm-hmm. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your hand is on us. We worship you. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, that we are yours. We are yours, Lord God, that we would seek you. Thank you, Lord God, that you are always there for us. Whenever, at just that time that we need you, you're always on time. You're never late. You're never late. You're never trying to be God. You are God. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. And for what you're doing in us, wherever we are. And I'm thanking you that you help us get through these crazy, down and dirty last days. And I thank you that you're meeting the needs of every one of these listeners right now, that you're just strengthening them, that they would be made strong, that they would be more like you, that their bodies would line up to the Word of God right now, that in their finances, they would be what you've called them to be, that their relationships would be mended by you, because you know what these people have need of tonight. Even when I don't, you do. You know everything that they have need of. And I thank you, Master, for that, for everything you're doing in these listeners. And I make my confession. I pray that you would use me tonight to deliver your word to these people. And that these people have ears ready to hear it, that their mind is ready to receive it. They would shut down all distractions, any and all distractions that would stand in the way of them receiving what you want them to receive tonight. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you, Jesus, for the finances that are coming into this program. I thank you, Lord God, for the huge increases in listenership that are coming into this program. that hundreds of people, thousands of people from all over tuning into this broadcast to learn about you. And I thank you most importantly of all for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Now let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me, and it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I'm a receiver, and I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 26. Amen. Proverbs 26. Sorry about that. That was just letting me know what time it was. After all, it is only about 25 after 4 in Los Angeles. R.W. Schambach did that summit camp meeting. Or he would say, or there was like once it was only 7:45 or 8 o'clock or something like that. And then everyone was like, huh? Or whatever or something like that. And then he says, in Dallas. And then everybody laughed. Oh, I think it's fun. I thought that was funny. But all seriousness, though, Proverbs 26. And let's read here in the Word of God. Just like snow in summer, or rain and harvest, is not suitable for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow, or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. A whip for the horse, a halter for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Like cutting off one's feet or drinking violence is the sending of a message to the hand of a fool. Like a lame man's legs that hang limp is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Or the way I would say that a proverb in the mouth of a fool is just like lame man's legs that hang limp. I said it that way, listeners, so that it would make sense to you. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in the drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random is he who hires a fool or any passerby. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Hey, listeners, this is why gossiping is so dangerous. If you're gossiping and just telling everyone, and just telling, like diary of the mouth and what have you, that's poopy. That's showing your foolishness. So don't be doing that. Verse 12. Do not see a man wise in his own eyes. There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, there's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He's too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who answer discreetly. Like one who seizes a dog by the ears as a passerby who meddles in a quarrel that is not his own. Like a madman shooting firebrands or deadly arrows is a man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal dissembers, and as charcoal to embers, and as wood to fire, so is a quarrel's man for kindling strife. In words of a gossip, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts, like a coating of glaze over earthenware are different lips of an evil heart. A malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but in his heart he harbors deceit, though his speech is charming. Do not believe him. For seven abominations fill his heart. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. If a man digs a pit, guess what? If a man digs a pit, he will fall into it himself. If a man rolls a stone, it will roll back on him. A lying tongue hates those that it hurts. And a flattering mouth works ruin. Chapter 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what that day might bring forth. let another praise you. And you, and not your own mouth. Someone else. And not your own lips. Stone is heavy, and sand is a burden. But provocation to a fool is heavier than both. Anger is cruel, and fury overwhelming. But who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. He who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Oh, really? I don't like sun because it's bitter. Emily, if you don't like sun because it's bitter, but you're starving, are you going to eat it?
Yeah.
What? You are? Even if you despise it, you're going to eat it just because you're hungry? But you're only going to eat, but if you really don't like it, you're only going to eat one bite of it.
Yeah.
Oh, see. Verse 7 again. He was full. Loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who strays from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart. The pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend, the friend of your father, and do not go to your brother's house when disaster strikes you. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. If a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, he will be taken as a curse. A quarrel's wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one sharpens another. He who tends a fig tree will eat its fruit. He who looks after his master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so a man's heart reflects the man, and destruction are never satisfied. And neither are the eyes of man. The crucible and silver and the furnace for gold, but man is tested by the praise that he receives. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding him like grain with the pistol, you will not remove his folly from him. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. For riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the prince of a field. You will have plenty of goats to feed you and your family, nourish someone else. So, what you see here is the fool can often think he's wise. He might think, you know, oh, I'm so wise. I know it all. He can appear like that, but that doesn't mean that he's wise. And for certain people who try to be all deceptive and other things, for certain people, there is more hope for a fool. Literally. And when you talk about this malicious gossip, that is someone who just spreads things, and other people just keep spreading, and it just becomes vicious. When that malicious gossiper just keeps spewing things, and some of these, it's like they do it for sport. That should not be us. And there'll be people that do it on these, that do that on these social sites, or some people like to call them antisocial sites, because these social media, depending on how you use them, they can be good or they can be not so good. And I'm on those, and I look and see, you know, what's on my Facebook feed or whatever, but I make sure never to use those to hurt anybody on my Twitter, on my Facebook, on my, you know, on those two, on my Facebook and Twitter that I have. I'm very careful. I guard it. And but another thing it says that comes to my mind is a bold rebuke can be better than hidden love. And when you see someone that is supposed to be a Christian, but they're not living like it, and they're doing things that you know they shouldn't be doing, and they should know better, then you shouldn't just be like, oh, I'll help you do that. And guess what? You dig a pit, you're going to fall into that pit yourself. you dig a pit, you're going to fall into it yourself. It doesn't say might. It says will. And for someone who decides, you know, that they're just going to be a fool forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, I'd wonder, well, why? You know, there's hope for you. And I don't want to see you go to hell. And the Bible says that there will be people in these last days that will fall away. Jesus said that. He predicted it. Unfortunately, I have seen multiple people fall away from the things of God and leave the church. Some of them have come back. Others are still out wandering. And some of them, you go, well, where did they go? They used to be such pillars in the house of God. And when they were, you know, they were just doing great things for God. But where'd they go? And then we have certain other ones who have started out good, and then maybe they fell away and then came back. You have others who, you know, fell away. And now it's like they become like those fools. And so I would say, don't allow yourself to become a gossiper. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Do not try to degrade people on purpose. Speak good confessions over them. That's why our mouth, watching what comes out of it, is so important. Because the Bible says in Proverbs, life and death are in the power of the tongue, not your foot, not either one of your feet, right or left. It's in the power of the tongue. And that's why God cares so much. And it's not in vain, because the truth of it is, folks, God loves us. And he loves it when we follow his word. But when we don't follow his word, he doesn't love it. Now, he loves us, but he doesn't love sin. He does not love gossip. He doesn't love talebearing. He doesn't love when people are lying about other people behind their back. And so these Proverbs are golden. They are important. And they're not something that you should take lightly. And so try when we're reading them, and there's a certain part of it that comes to mind from what we read. I talk about it. It also says, you know, that jealousy is not good. like to truly be jealous over someone because they have it so much better or whatever. And it can be easy, you know, it's one thing when we say, if I say to so-and-so, like if I tell, you know, someone that I know really good, like if I go like, well, hey, Joey, I'm going to Florida this next week. No, I'm not going there this next week. I'm just using this set as an example. We'll just say, you know, it's winter or it's colder or something. And I'm like, yeah, Joey, I'm going to Florida for a week and it's going to be awesome. We're going to be at the beach and everything. And he says, oh, I'm jealous. I mean, now, like, that's one thing. But if someone's just jealous and, like, the fact, like, they want everything that this other person has. And it goes to, like, where they'll feel the need to, like, go and take it. And, like, clamor to get it. That is where jealousy, true jealousy, is very dangerous. And like you envy, and it gets to envy and all that kind of stuff. Aren't you glad, listeners, that I tell you these things? Because Proverbs wasn't just meant for a day that was here and gone many moons ago, and it doesn't apply today. No. Proverbs is of the Word of God. And for those of you who say, oh, you know, the Bible is old-fashioned, we need a new Bible, a new, you know, that better fits today. Huh? Really? Nope. Go by this. Go by this. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Pray that we would take these words to heart, these verses to heart that we read tonight, and that we would watch ourselves, that we wouldn't allow ourselves to dig holes and lead other people into them. To dig a hole, we would not allow ourselves to dig holes for other people and then fall into it ourselves. And I thank you, Lord God, that we would just be obeyers of your word. And I thank you for those who have tuned in who don't know you tonight. May they seek you tonight and give their life to you right now. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. In sports, this is kind of wild, actually. One of the worst teams in baseball, the Cincinnati Bengals, which started off terribly, not looking well at all. Last night, they one hit the Arizona Diamondbacks at Great American Ballpark in downtown Cincinnati, 7-0. The Reds won. I'm sorry when I said the Bengals listeners, I meant the Reds. Sorry. I'm so sorry. And those of you who are listening from down in Cincinnati, Bengals, great season. Sad that that touchdown was thrown at that last second by Stafford. And here these Reds fans, I say, these Bengals fans, I say, who day? But I'm talking about the Reds. The Reds, one of the worst teams in baseball. Got a convincing 7-0 win over the Diamondbacks. And combined between their starter and a reliever, one hit them. Diamondbacks only got one hit in a rain-shortened seven-inning game. That might have been their biggest win all year by the Reds. Could they be turning a corner? I hope so. I wish the Tigers could do something like that. Come on, Detroit. Hopefully soon. They will. And I have been to Great American Ballpark back in 2014. And it was honestly real fun. They shut off live fireworks when the Reds scored, including when they hit a home run. And I love this certain sound effect they said, like played like multiple times throughout that game. I was like, hey, 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 make some noise, make noise. You know, I was supposed to get rowdy. And I've never heard anything like that anywhere else. And I thought that was the coolest thing. And so, I really hope, I honestly hope that I can stream the Reds on WLW. I'm going to look into that. All right, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you tomorrow.
Are you ready for it?